Some of the topics we're learning about include the source through the word Vahavartim for the halacha of Ho'av Noichel Es Abonim. A father inherits the assets of his deceased son only if the son had no children. But if the son did have children, his children inherit his assets, not his father. Mishpachas Av Kuri Mishpacha, Mishpachas Eim Eina Kuri Mishpacha. Only a father and his family are considered Mishpacha, however a mother and her family are not considered Mishpacha because the Pasuk states the Mishpachaysam Leves Avaysam. The discussion regarding Yonasan ben Gershom, the grandson of Moshe Rabbeinu, whom the Pasuk associates with both Shevet Levi and Shevet Yehuda. La'olam yidvak adam mitayvim. A person should always seek to marry a wife from a fine family because Shari Moshe should nosa bas Yisra yotzi b'menu Yehoinasan. Moshe Rabbeinu, who married the daughter of Yisra, a former idol worshipper, had a grandson Yehoinasan who also attended to the idols. While Aaron should nosa bas Aminadav yotzi b'menu Pinchas. Aaron, who married the daughter of Aminadav, and she was also the sister of Nachshon, who performed an act of Mesiris Nefesh, had a grandson Pinchas, who also performed an act of Mesiris Nefesh. The mother of Pinchas was considered Mebnois Putiel, because she was a descendant of both Yisro, Shepit Magol Mavoide Zara, Yisro, who fattened his calves for Avoide Zara, and of Yasef, Shepitpit Be Yisro, Yasef, who fought and overcame the temptations of the Yetzirah.